The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What is baptism for the dead? Baptism for the dead is a non-biblical practice where a living person is baptized in lieu of a person that passed away as a means of making a public profession of faith for a person that is already deceased. We can essentially think of it as the practice of baptizing a dead person. The practice has as its basis the misinterpretation of 1 Corinthians 15 verse 29. Otherwise, what will they do, those being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not all raised, why indeed are they baptized on behalf of the dead? This is a difficult passage to interpret, but we do know by comparing it with the rest of Scripture that it does not mean that a dead person can be saved by someone else being baptized for him or her, because baptism is not a requirement for salvation in the first place. Ephesians 2 verse 8. The entire passage in 1 Corinthians 15 is about the surety of the resurrection, not about the baptism of the dead. What was being baptized for the dead? It is a mysterious passage, and there have been more than 30 different interpretations put forward. The plain meaning of the Greek in verse 29 is that some people are being baptized on behalf of those who have died, and if there is no resurrection, why are they doing this? Either Paul is referring to a pagan custom, notice he says they, not we, or to a superstitious and unscriptural practice in the Corinthian church of vicarious baptism for believers who died before being baptized. Either way, he certainly does not approve of the practice. He merely says that if there is no resurrection, why would the custom take place? The Mormon practice of baptism for the dead is neither scriptural nor sensible. Baptism for the dead is a practice that was common in the pagan religions of Greece and is still practiced today by some cults. But it doesn't change a person's eternal destiny, for that is determined while he lives. Luke 16, verse 26.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.